Shalom, my brothers and sisters, and welcome to a word from Paul Sherbo, director of Come Design Ministries. That's me. We're going to make this a weekly session, and we hope that you enjoy it. And we're going to put some teachings forward in these sessions every week. My brothers and sisters in the Lord, let me tell you something. I just celebrated my 63rd birthday. And while in the fellowship room that morning, I was given the word from one of the listeners from Psalm 145, 18. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call unto him, to all that call unto him in truth. Now, I thought and prayed about what the Lord was saying to me by sending me that particular verse. And I appreciate the listener that gave it to me, because that's what her job was to do, was to pass it on to me. And she listened to the Holy Spirit. I now realize what the Lord is telling me, and he's telling me a whole lot that is much more than those 19 words written there. He has poured some new wine into my wineskin. I've been afraid to come on too strong, but the Lord is pushing me forward. You know, you do not have to look forward to the end times. We are in them now. Look at what is happening in the USA right now financially and politically. The dollar is losing ground around the world. Oil prices are skyrocketing. Gold prices are skyrocketing. And many more things are happening. Across the EU, Islam is making inroads into elected governments. All that is prophesied is coming true. I've talked to people that know what they're talking about on financial things and other things in the USA. People who are not believers. And they seem the whole scenario from their standpoint, the secular standpoint, and they say the world is on the verge of a monumental change. They see it too. Now, we need to call upon the Father, but we have to call upon him in truth. We need to make straight the way of the Lord. We need to understand his words and not man's words. We need to look carefully and see what the Lord is telling us. Now, I'm not talking about the doctrines of man or the ceremonialism of denominations and religions. I'm talking about the foundations of our salvation. I'm talking about the things that will make a difference to our very souls and where we spend eternity. There are things that we as individuals must do to reach salvation. Faith-wise, we all know these points, and they're agreed upon across the board through all the different denominations. People are born again every day around the world. They proclaim faith in Yeshua, in Jesus, in Jesus, in Ixus, whatever they call him in their language. But if it comes from the heart, he hears that cry. What drives me the most in my personal relationship with the Father is something my Lord said in Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter in the kingdom of heaven. But he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. I'm going to say that again. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Revelation 14:12 states, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus, the faith of Yeshua. In Revelation 12:17, it says, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, those which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. It says it every time you open the Bible, folks. It says, those that do the will of the Father, those which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Yeshua. In Colossians 2:8, it says, "Beware lest any man spoil you through his philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, and after the rudiments of the world, and not after the Christ, not after Messiah." Now, folks, I'm not using my words here. This is the Bible. This is God's word speaking out. Matthew 5:18, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all are fulfilled," all the prophecies. Hallelujah. "I am the Lord, I do not change." Malachi 3:6. Hebrews 13:8. "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." He's the same as he was before his Father created the earth. The Word has always been and always will be. It does not change. Matthew 7:22, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out devils in your name? Have we not done many wonderful works in your name?" And Jesus says, "I will profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who didn't follow the law." These are the words of God, folks, not interpretations of man, not doctrinal interpretations, not dogmatic writings of man. These are God's words, folks. As I record these messages each week, I'll be trying to get you to open up to a very special relationship with your Heavenly Father. He loves each and every child born. He loves you so much, he created you with free will so you can choose whether to walk his holy highway or not. Your choice. He would much prefer you opened up to a one-on-one relationship with him than to follow what man has to say. After all, each and every one of us must stand before him in the end and make an accounting. I will not be able to blame anyone else for not following the word he gave me, for he gave me the free will to decide to follow him or to follow some man or religion or doctrine or dogma that is not his. He promised the world a new covenant, but he didn't promise it to anyone but Israel. So first, you must become a part of his chosen people, Israel, so he can fulfill his promise to you. Jeremiah 31:31. "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and in the house of Judah." And in verse 33, he says, "This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people." This is the only time the words new covenant are mentioned in the whole complete word of God from Genesis to Revelation. I'm not speaking old or new. I'm talking about the complete word of God. If you started in the beginning in Genesis and read to the last amen in Revelation, the words new covenant are only mentioned one time by God. Think he wants us to pay attention? In the following weeks, we will walk through his word. You will not hear me quoting what some author writes or wrote. You will not hear me quote any man. And why is that? Because the wisest man in the Bible has given us these words inspired by the Father. This is from Ecclesiastes 12:12. "And further, by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books, there is no end. And much study is a weariness of the flesh." Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the completeness of man. Now, just a side note, most Bibles you read that Ecclesiastes 12:13 will say that it is the duty of man, but if you look, it's in italics. It has nothing to do with what God said here. He says, this is what makes a complete man. In Ephesians 4:20-24, it says, but have you not so learned Messiah? If so, be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Yeshua, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and holiness. Hallelujah. In the next weeks, I will show you why you are part of Israel. I will show you what God thinks about Gentiles. I will show you that if you have not become a new being in Christ and the Messiah, you still have much to learn, not from me, but from God, from Yeshua, and from the Holy Spirit. You may agree or disagree. You have the free will. You do not have to answer to me. You have to answer to the Father. You have to answer to God. I don't judge anybody. He does. And we should all thank him. He only judges us once, and that's when we're in front of him. We still have time. John 1:23 says, he said, I am the voice of the one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, is said the prophet Isaiah. I ask you to do something. I ask you to listen. Put aside the teachings of man that you have up till now. Open your heart so the Father can pour his new wine into you. Let the Holy Spirit truly be your guide, and not me and not any other man. One of the most beautiful psalms in the Bible, one of the most beautiful verses, is Psalm 118:8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. And I add my own words at the end. It is better than any man. In other words, don't trust any man at all. Don't even trust me. I ask you, I beg you, put aside the doctrinal teachings and interpretations and turn directly to the Father. He wants you to be as Adam and Chava, as Adam and Eve. In Genesis 3:28, they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. He wants you to hear his voice, but not like them, have to hide from his presence because you have disobeyed the Lord. Sometimes I weep because of the following words, Ezekiel 33, 31, and 32. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people. And they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but in their heart they go after covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that had a pleasant voice and can play on an instrument well. For they hear the words, but they do not do them. I say to you, take time to really listen. Take time to take these teachings in front of the Lord and let him talk to you. Do not start refuting or dismissing what you hear here. Test them with the true source, the only source. Your salvation may just depend on it. Matthew 5:19 says, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men to do so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:20, for I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. We're going to be discussing this part because it's interesting in later weeks. Remember, look at Galatians 3:29. You are part of Israel. You are grafted in God's word, all of it is for you. It's for you. You become part of the grafted in olive tree. Hallelujah. Blessings to you and love. Tune in again next week, and we're going to have more at the same time. You can send me comments or questions, or even if you want to send me arguments, be my guest. Send them to paul@inspiredfaith.org. I welcome your emails, and I will answer them all. Thank you so much for listening, and join us again next week for a word from Paul, director of Come to Zion Ministries. God bless you, and shalom.